and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Luke chapter 7, verses 12 through 15. As Jesus drew near to the gate of the town called Nain, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. I think that one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do as a pastor was to minister to the parents and sisters and grandmother of an 11-year-old boy named Stephen. They were a truly devout Christian family. But Stephen was diagnosed at the age of 11 with lung cancer. And for the next 2 years, his family and the congregation of St. John's Church in Springfield, southwest of Philadelphia, watched and prayed as cancer slowly destroyed his life. He was only 13 at the time of his death. I rarely talk about it, but I myself had an older brother who was stillborn. He was my parents' first child, and my mother was simply devastated. And for months on end, she would spend hours and hours near his grave in Woodlawn Cemetery, watching the graceful swans on the lake. I sometimes wonder if there is any sorrow greater than the sorrow of parents enduring the death of their child. We read in the Gospel for this Lord's Day, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. That town of Nain survives to the present day. It's about 5 miles southeast of Nazareth, the home of the Holy Family. There's a spring there and groves of olive trees and fig trees. And it seems that the name of the town, Nain, is taken from a Hebrew word, Nain, which means pleasant, delightful. Pleasant, delightful. But into all this beauty comes the last enemy, the grim reaper, death. Now the scene that awaited Jesus as he drew near to the gates of Nain is an utterly familiar, completely ordinary scene. A scene experienced every day by countless people, countless times, all over this fallen, death-bound world. A funeral procession of mourners, a body being carried to the grave. But what then happens is utterly out of the ordinary, because this procession to the grave, this procession of death, is met by another procession, a procession of life consisting of Jesus' disciples and a great crowd, and Jesus with them. This procession is a procession of life because Jesus is the Lord of life, as he says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." And those words are not just words. These words come to life as the Lord of life has compassion on the widow following the body of her only son. You might say that here these two processions collide, the procession of death and the procession of life, and life triumphs. "Do not weep," says Jesus to that sorrowing mother. And then he goes and touches the bier, and its bearer stands still. "Young man, I say to you, arise," says Jesus. And the dead man sits up and begins to speak. And Jesus gives him to his mother. Jesus not only gives life, Jesus is life, just as he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the resurrection and the life." To this fallen, death-bound world, the one who is life has come. In dying, he destroys death. In rising from the dead, he bestows everlasting life, not only on us human beings, but on the whole death-bound creation. In writing to the church at Rome, St. Paul has this to say. He writes, "Creation itself will, in a way we cannot now even begin to dimly imagine, be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the glorious liberty of the children of God." I love those memorable words of Vladimir Lossky. "An infinite ocean of light flows from the body of the risen Lord." An infinite ocean of light flows from the body of the risen Lord. From the body of the risen Lord. Because his body is the body of one who from all eternity is life and light, now made flesh of the Virgin, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So many details in Holy Scripture often are missed as we read or hear the Scriptures. In this account, the raising of the widow's son, St. Luke tells us that Jesus touched the bier, which held the corpse of this young man. It was St. Cyril of Alexandria, one of the greatest teachers of the ancient church, who explained Jesus' touching of the bier in this way. St. Cyril says, the Lord Jesus works this miracle not only by word of mouth, but also by touching the bier, so that we may know that the sacred body of Christ has power to save mankind, because it is the body of him who is life. It is the flesh of the omnipotent Son of the Father, whose power it possesses. For as iron applied to fire will do the work of fire, so the flesh, after it has been united with the one who gives life to all things, also becomes life-giving and the banisher of death. And how wonderful it is that that life-giving body is mysteriously yet truly given to be our food here at the altar. Christ's body is life-giving food. Christ's blood is life-giving drink, the medicine of immortality, the pledge of the resurrection. So there before the gates of Nain, the procession of life collides with the procession of death, and life triumphs. Every Sunday is, as we say, a little Easter, because on this first day of the week, the Lord of life rose from the dead. Because on this Lord's Day, we hear the gospel of the raising of the son of the widow of Nain, we're perhaps more conscious of that than we usually are. And just as Easter Day is the crown of the Christian year, every Sunday, every Lord's Day, is the crown of the week. For on this day Christ rose from the dead. And on this day Christ continues to speak his word of life. And on this day Christ, who is life, gives himself to us in his wonderful sacrament of life and love. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord.